It is Tuesday, feels like Monday, but it is Tuesday, May the 29th. Robbie Noel with you on the flip side for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group, our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.net. The Bob Chapman special, as mentioned in the last hour, I'll just run it through again for you. The Bob Chapman specials, only good on the day that we host Bob Chapman on the National Intel. A collection of three coins, and are the favorites for many people at Republic Trading Group, the British Sovereign, the Swiss Franc, and the Uruguay. The Uruguay and the British Sovereign are quarter-ounce coins. As a matter of fact, the Uruguay is actually more than a quarter ounce of pure gold. It has 0.2501 ounces of pure gold in it. If you buy between 1 and 20, you get them for 187. If you step up to the plate by more than 20, the price comes down to $180, plus you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster. As far as Swiss francs are concerned, these are a fifth of an ounce. From 1 to 20, you get them at 145. If you want the International Forecaster, you have to buy 20 or more, and you get those at 135. And the British Sovereign, if you buy between 1 and 20, you get those for 185. And if you buy 20 or more, price drops by 10 bucks. You get them at 175 and a year subscription to the International Forecaster, which you can receive either hard copy or electronically via email. And to secure those, you can call us at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And not to forget that we are still having a pledge drive at Republic Broadcasting Network, and your support is crucial because we are a listener-supported station as opposed to those behemoths out there who bleed advertisers for millions of dollars, then pay conservative talk show hosts to sprout the party line. It's amazing. But anyway, we operate different. Why? Because we deal with reality as opposed to the fiction that most of these people deal with. Anyway, talking about fiction, when we return, we'll give you the breakdown of the financial numbers for the start of the shortened week. What are the expectations and the relevant news stories that you must be aware of when we return?
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Tuesday. Well, Wall Street eked out a modest gain today, but, the market's wary. Why? Well, the Federal Reserve's minutes are going to be released tomorrow. Nobody wanted to commit to anything until they had a look at this. Even the upbeat consumer confidence figures weren't enough to send Wall Street to another new high. Why is consumers' confidence figures higher? Well, consumers are enthusiastic that the real estate market didn't actually collapse as much as everybody said it would. So they are enthusiastic that we've come to a respite in the declining real estate prices. Unfortunately, if you listen to Bob Chapman, that may be short-lived when interest rates start heading the other way. Dow ended the day up 14 points. Look, even crude oil fell $2 a barrel. It didn't help at all, least of all at the pump. Anyway, Dow closed up 14 points at 13,521. NASDAQ up 14 at 2,572. S&P 500 up almost 2.5 points at 1,518. Metals complex, a little lackluster in the gold sector. Gold closed at $658.20, up $1.80 on the day. Silver was a big winner today, up 24 cents at $13.24. Platinum off $17 at $1,263. Palladium up $7 at $375. Not much action going on in Asia as we speak. Gold's off 20 cents, silver's off 2 cents. As we mentioned, crude oil, a big decline in crude oil prices today, down to closed at $63.30 a barrel. But, my friends, you've got to understand something. We don't have a problem with crude supply. We got more crude than we can deal with. It is gasoline that's the problem. So don't expect to see gasoline prices going down any time soon, of course, the drop in oil prices. U.S. dollar index closed down 3 basis points today to sit at 82.24. When will they, according to Bob Chapman now, he predicts they're going to raise rates. And I will tell you exactly when they're going to raise rates. They will start raising rates when that U.S. dollar index breaks 80. That's when you can expect a rate increase. Now, the big story today, and I know this is a tough thing for people to get their hands around because, you know, once again, we're talking about numbers that people can't comprehend. We're talking telephone numbers here. And because you don't get a bill in the mail every month to show how much your part of the national debt is, the cost of war, cost of entitlement programs, cost of this, cost of running this huge bureaucracy we call a government, doesn't mean that you don't actually owe this debt. This debt is actually owed. It's on the books as a debt. And it's quite substantial. According to the USA Today, who did their own estimates, they came up with a figure that the federal government recorded a $1.3 trillion loss last year, far more than the official $248 billion, which the president always talks about. And when you use a corporate-style accounting standards, it gets even worse. It says that this loss reflects a continued deterioration in the finances of Social Security and government retirement programs for civil servants and military personnel. The loss equal to $11,434 per household is more than the Americans paid in income taxes in 2006. We're on an unsustainable path and doing a great disservice to future generations. This according to Chris Cocciola, a former Republican member of Congress from Indiana and corporate chief executive who's pushing for more accurate federal accounting. You will notice that he is a former member of Congress. I'm sure while he was a member of Congress, he never brought up this obvious great imbalance fiscally that we are dealing with. Funny what happens when you leave those hallowed halls. You all of a sudden have freedom to speak. The bottom line on this report by the USA Today says that taxpayers are now on the hook for a record $59.1 trillion in liabilities, a 2.3% increase from 2006. That amount is equal to $516,348 for every U.S. household. By comparison, U.S. households owe an average of $112,043 for mortgages, car loans, credit cards, and other debt combined. Now, they are trying to get some sort of fiscal balance taking place in Washington, D.C., but they don't know how to do it. So the Federal Accounting Standards Advisory Board, which sets federal accounting standards, threw out the idea that it's considering requiring the government to adopt accounting standards the same as we use in the normal world. Hello, why don't you try and just do your books like every other normal person does? Well, the White House and the Congressional Budget Office responded with great haste to the suggestion by the Financial Accounting Standards Advisory Board, saying they oppose that sort of change. We don't want anybody telling the truth out there. And so they argue that all these welfare programs, these government programs, these cradle-to-grave protections, are not true liabilities. And, they add, the government can cancel or cut them at any time, so it's not a problem. Nobody's questioning the statement, which I find rather unbelievable, especially coming from, say, USA Today. But we'll give them a chance. Maybe they'll address the situation tomorrow. Or maybe not. Well, who knows? There's only one politician, by the way, that has actually addressed America's fiscal imbalances, and that happens to be Ron Paul. There's only one candidate who has actually mentioned the mission that one David Walker is on, he being head of the Government Accounting Office. And if you want to see the true state of America's fiscal position, I strongly urge you to go to the government's own website at gao.gov, and you'll see there a presentation that David Walker's giving. He's giving it all around the country. He's going to continue. He's on a mission. His mission is, I'm going to continue speaking out about the fiscal imbalances of the United States until some of the proposed candidates for president start addressing the real issues. Well, he might as well talk to a brick wall if he thinks Rudy Giuliani is going to address this issue. After all, I doubt very much whether Rudy Giuliani has even accomplished his book assignment given to him by Ron Paul. John McCain will not address this situation just simply because he was part and parcel of the creation of this behemoth size of federal government, so much for his fiscal conservatism. Mitt Romney, being the businessman that he is, a man who has a net worth of in excess of $200 million, should be very aware of the quote-unquote government sleight of hand when it comes to accounting. He should be addressing it, but he won't. Because why? You know why none of these politicians will address this fiscal crisis? Is because the solution to this fiscal crisis is the third rail of politics. I mean, think about this. If you are going to address the fiscal crisis of the United States, you're going to have to tell prospective voters two things. We are going to slash government welfare programs from A to Z, probably by 50%, and we are more than likely going to have to raise taxes substantially just to bring the United States into reasonable balance. So this generation doesn't commit the sin that no other generation has ever committed, and that is pass off the country fiscally worse off than it was when they got to run the deal. Isn't it interesting that they would rather talk about fluff issues? Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are out there both talking about universal health care. They are talking about raising taxes, not to obviously offset the great financial imbalances that are out there. They are talking about raising taxes so as to deliver on their campaign promises of giving affordable health care to everybody in America. Which, by the way, their figures that they came out with, I've now forgotten what it is, Barack Obama gave a figure of $10 billion. Whenever a politician tells you how much money it's going to solve a problem, that multiplied by 100, and you'll get sort of a realistic view of what it actually is going to cost. Because, you know, the Bush administration came out with a Medicare plan that said, oh, it's going to cost $400 billion. Well, guess what? It's closer to $1 trillion. They were off just that much. But they all do the same. Hillary Clinton's pushing a cradle-to-grave protection thing, you know, that village theory that she has. Barack Obama wants to turn America into Zimbabwe. Anyway, we'll have a lot more when we return. Oh, we got a new head of the World Bank. I wonder who it is. We'll find out when we return.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back, my friends. So we got a new head of the World Bank. Who do we have? Well, we have Robert Zelnick. He is what you would call your quintessential exceptionalism candidate. See, that theory of exceptionalism comes up all the time now. It is exceptionalism started out with the Puritans. Maybe even long before the Puritans. I mean, every empire at some point in time believes that by divine providence they can do pretty much anything that they want to do to anybody else based on moral superiority. And I know it gets a lot of people confused because Washington, for instance, bought into the concept of exceptionalism based on the fact that America was this unique a form of government that had been created. This thing that they created, they knew it wasn't a democracy, so they created a republic. And it was and still is, even warts and all, it's still the best form of government out there, even though one could argue it's, we aren't living in a constitutionally republic form of government. Rather, we are wallowing a morass of socialism and Marxism and third wayism or whatever it is. But Washington believed that because it was the finest form of government that there was, the theory of exceptionalism would be not something that the U.S. forced on other countries to adopt its more superior form of government. Rather, he thought that governments would want to emulate what America was doing. Jefferson had a lot of conflicts with exceptionalism as well. Because if we remember, Jefferson was in a quandary after he took office, because he had this problem with the Barbary pirates. Yes, our dealings with the Muslims go way back to Jefferson, because the Barbary pirates were attacking merchant shipping going through the Gulf. And so he had to make a decision that was really against the Constitution, and that he would extend America's Marines to the shores of Tripoli in order to deal with the problem of the Barbary pirates, because he did this reluctantly, I must say, but obviously ultimately was forced to take action because Americans were captured by the Barbary pirates and their ships were held for ransom. So the theory of exceptionalism, obviously, although embraced by the founders, as with many things, over a period of time, exceptionalism has been developed by certain politicians, especially the neoconservatives, in order to justify military action to achieve political agendas anywhere in the world. And Mr. Zelnick is one of the proponents of this new theory of exceptionalism, because he was the man who was instrumental, and you can see his article appears in Foreign Affairs magazine. Yes, he's a member of the CFR and a trilateral commission, a proud member too. He's not shy about his associations. Anyway, he was writing in 2000 in Foreign Affairs magazine an essay entitled Campaign 2000, A Republican Foreign Policy. He was one of the first of those now associated with George Bush's foreign policy to invoke the notion of evil. And in the article, he says, there's still evil in the world. People who hate America and the ideas for which it stands today. We face enemies who are hard at work to develop nuclear, biological, chemical weapons, along with missiles to deliver them. The United States must remain vigilant and have the strength to defeat its enemies. People driven by enmity or by a need to dominate will not respond to reason or goodwill. They will manipulate civilized rules for uncivilized ends. The same essay praises the idealism of Theodore Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson. You have to say, you have to question his conservative credentials. But then again, 2 years before we invaded Iraq, well, no. I guess it was in 1998. He was one of the signatories of a letter that was sent to Bill Clinton in 1998. He joined many other notable signatories on that document: Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, Elliot Abrams, John Bolton, Richard Armitage, and William Crystal. Yes, he was a member and still is a member of the Project for the New American Century. So do I have to tell you anything more about the new head of the World Bank? Outside of, he does have a specialty, Sudan. Oh, isn't that special? President announced sanctions against Sudan today. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time that I see you, I break down and cry.
Welcome back, my friends. So the head of the World Bank, just a formality before he gets confirmed, is a neocon's neocon. And his speciality is Sudan, which obviously is going to test what he knows about Sudan. You know, the most ridiculous thing politicians do is when they don't know how to solve a problem, they slap sanctions on countries as if to sort of justify their position of moral outrage. Let me tell you something about sanctions. Obviously, being someone who's experienced with what sanctions effects are when you're at the receiving end. First of all sanctions simply do is it creates a third party. Well, as simple as this. Whatever Sudan was buying from, whatever U.S. companies were selling to them, they will still buy exactly the same amount of product, except now they have to go through a third party. It was the same thing that happened when the U.S. slapped sanctions on a little country called Rhodesia. As a matter of fact, in Rhodesia, unlike many other countries, it had absolutely the adverse effect. And this is why it would most probably be prudent if some countries started slapping sanctions on the United States. Because what it did in Rhodesia, because they place sanctions on everything, they go, oh yeah, we'll get rid of these guys, we'll, first of all, we'll shut off their oil. And so the U.S. sent warships off the coast of Mozambique, and it would block any tankers going through to Mozambique, because that's where we used to get our oil from. We just simply started buying gasoline, if you will, from Zambia. Even though it was allegedly one of our enemies, they had no problem when it came to commerce. And so we just simply went around the sanction when it came to gasoline. Now, don't misinterpret. There were obviously restrictions on how much gasoline you could buy. We had strange restrictions. For instance, gasoline stations were only open from 8 to 5. There was never any 24-hour anything in Rhodesia. And you couldn't buy gas on weekends. And they had silly little laws that if you exceeded the speed limit, that not only would you get a ticket for exceeding the speed limit, but the ticket's value would actually double because you were also guilty of wasting gasoline. But a lot of other interesting things happened, and a lot of the products that they put sanctions on, Rhodesia started to manufacture its own. And there was a whole myriad of products, from chocolates to candies to cola drinks, you name it. And basically what that did is not only it increased the employment and the GDP of Rhodesia at the time, but it obviously turned sanctions on their head. But then again, there's obviously a lot of people out there that thinks that in order to punish a country, you slap sanctions on them. It's like the same politicians who don't want to make a decision that's going to affect them coming up on an election year, so they come up with a blue ribbon commission. So that, and you always use the base closing as an example, so that politicians in an area where there is a base that's going to be closed down, and obviously if they vote for it to be closed down, they are going to obviously lose the next election, so they have a blue ribbon commission. And the blue ribbon commission makes a recommendation so the politician can go back to his constituents and say, I have nothing to do with it. It's the blue ribbon commission that did this nasty thing and shut down the base. I mean, it's pathetic when you think about it. Politicians are gutless, spineless jellyfish. They all are. As witnessed by the statement by the former congressman who now decides to come out and tell everybody how bad and fiscally destitute America is. He could have done it while he was in office, but obviously there were powers that be within the confines of the hallowed halls of Congress. It makes that virtually impossible, which also you got to admit, how Ron Paul has lasted for as long as he has in those hallowed halls is a miracle in and of itself. But that being said, what is the solution to Sudan? Well, first of all, there's no easy solution to the situation in Sudan and Darfur. Why? Because people don't understand the culture, they don't understand the peoples, and least of all, they don't even... Look, 99% of people couldn't even show you where Sudan is on the map of the world. As a matter of fact, kids can't even show you today where Louisiana is on the map of America, let alone find a rock on a map. So, I mean, this is the whole problem with this whole Middle East adventure, is outside of the fact that they went blindly into this on the guise of the Jewish lobby, this is, look, let's be honest with this, why we're in the Middle East, thanks to the Jewish lobby. Let me give you another example of how powerful the Jewish lobby is. It was amazing this weekend. I'm watching 60 Minutes. They have a story on 60 Minutes about this National Guard unit in Iowa, and how these and apparently, according to 60 Minutes, they went there 2 years ago to obviously film these National Guard guys from Iowa, these farm kids that were going over to fight in this war, and these were just your regular every. Ordinary guys that are plucked from the farm fields of Iowa, given an M16 in their hand, sent to Iraq. So 60 Minutes does this piece. The first thing I said to myself when I'm watching this piece, there's nothing new here that I never said 5 years ago before we went into the stupid war, number one. Number two, how come they weren't doing this kind of reporting before the war started? Because if you think back to before this war started, the whole mainstream media was in bed with the Bush administration, and it ran across the board. Forget red and blue and Democrat, Republican. It was across the board. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, they were all gung-ho for this war. Not one single news agency questioned it. Not one single news agency questioned even the understanding of what happened in Vietnam, what happens to people when they come back from war and how their lives are completely devastated and destroyed. No, they were all gung-ho for the war. Why were they all gung-ho for the war? Well, all you got to do is look who owns CBS, NBC, CNN, and the rest of them. Hello, am I being anti-Semitic by bringing that to your attention? I don't think so. I'm just simply telling you the facts of life. This war, this whole involvement in the Middle East is at the behest of Israel. Founding fathers must be rolling over in their graves. Especially Washington. So you got this thing that's, and it doesn't end there. MSNBC does a similar piece. And I'm thinking to myself, where were you 4 years ago, 5 years ago? Giving us these obvious stories of how families are decimated. When fathers go off to fight wars. Then we hear all this malarkey, as I've often told you, all this malarkey that comes out in the mainstream press, or by the administration, I should say, that by questioning America's role in the Middle East, somehow we are demoralizing the troops' morale in Iraq. Well, what that demonstrated, that little clip on 60 Minutes demonstrated, is where do the troops' morale really go down the toilet? The troops' morale goes really down the toilet by the Iowa National Guard, who were told when they had 30 days left before they were going to come home after an extended stay in the first time that, oh no, you're not going home in May. No, you're going home in August. And you wonder why these guys, these are 19-year-old kids, you wonder why these guys end up doing stuff that we, in our safe distance, in the safety of the United States of America, go, oh, how could they do such nasty? How can you shoot civilians? This is a war zone over there. I don't question any of the actions the grunts do. I've never been in that position. I've been in war, but I fought a different war. It was a lot easier when I fought the war. We knew who the enemy was. He was identifiable. We never had to go into villages and raise the village in order to save the village. They had a story on there with a sniper. And that was the most poignant one of them all. And that he says, the army taught me everything. But they didn't teach me to deal with having to look down a scope and put those crosshairs on a human being and pull the trigger. And then he tells a story of what happens when he comes home. The girlfriend he thought he had, waiting for him, obviously got tired of waiting around, and she went off to someone else. So, I mean, first of all, you've got to understand how that the personal relationships destroy morale of the troops. I mean, it's the first thing these guys are thinking about, even the married ones out there. You head off for a deployment that they say is going to last 6 months. You end up there a year. There's all kinds of nasty visions that run through your head. Because you're hearing stories from the other guys whose wives either had an affair or wives left them. And then he spoke about the other reality that his friends that he had before he went to the army, he had nothing in common with these people that he grew up with. He was a stranger in his own country. I mean, the consequences of war, obviously, these people who sent kids to war who have absolutely no war experience whatsoever. It should be a law, these people will be barred from any ever sending anybody into a war situation. And yesterday was Memorial Day. All people were out thinking about barbecue and buying mattresses. Memorial Day should be a time, well, they should reinstall it to its original date rather than be convenient so we have a three-day weekend. It should be where veterans of wars that have been fought educate the youth and honor those that gave the sacrifice and tell the youth why it was such a stupid idea to begin with. I mean, when you look at the Vietnam War, there are 58,000 names on that war. 20,000 GIs were dead before they came to the decision that it was a bad mistake. Uh-oh, we've made a mistake. Well, guess what? 38,000 kids died while they were trying to figure out how to get out of Vietnam. Which leads me to conclude that before we get out of Iraq, the death toll of U.S. service personnel is going to far exceed 7,000. Can you deal with that? There's only one solution to the Middle East, but nobody wants to deal with it. And that's the state of Israel. The state of Israel has to be abolished. Look, they've been trying to make it work for 40 years. It's a failure. I mean, it's like the education system. We know the education system is a complete failure. Why don't we shut it down? Rather than get embarrassed on world educational standards, where America used to lead the world, kids that were graduating in sciences and maths. Now America's just above Sri Lanka, 29th, I think, latest report we got. This weekend was an amazing thing to watch. And then to make even matters worse, I ended up watching that HBO special, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, about the American Indian, Chief Crazy Horse. Once again, distortion of histories. It was a movie very sympathetic to the Indian position. I can understand this. Overly dramatic, no question about it. It portrayed Americans as evil white people. Well, it's how the world was in those days. It's one of those movies that always get made by the predominant leftists in society who always look back at history through the prism of political correctness, without understanding the context of why decisions were made. Were bad decisions made leading up to the attack of the North Dakota Indians at the Black Hills? Of course. Well, hindsight's 20/20. It's easy to look back. Oh, I'm sure Costas had a few moments of reflection as well. It's always easy to look back and see where the fault lines were. Jefferson understood the Indians. He respected the Indians. Let's see here. I've got a quote from Jefferson. And he was he was talking to a colonel. And let's see if I got it here for you where the quote was. I thought it was apropos after watching the movie. It was a fairly decent movie, but as I said, historically it was out of context. In a letter he wrote to Colonel Carrington, he says, "I am convinced that those societies, speaking of the Indians, which live without government, enjoy in their general mass an infinitely greater degree of happiness than those who live under the European governments. However, Jefferson believes that anarchism to be inconsistent with any great degree of population. Hence, he did advocate government for the American expansion, provided that it exists by the consent of the governed." And that's obviously the preamble to his original draft of the Declaration of Independence. But Jefferson, I mean, Jefferson, I always say I worry about putting people too high on pedestals, but I put Jefferson on a pedestal. I put Washington on a pedestal. The more I read about them, the more I'm enamored by them. I haven't as yet received my book from Amazon.com, Jefferson's Bible, but you can expect me to give you a critique when I do get it. Anyway, final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Programming note, tomorrow we'll meet up on Wednesday with Charles Carlson of Straight Gate Ministries in another ongoing investigation of the true effects of Zionism in America. Once again, a reminder about our pledge drive. If you want to make a pledge, you can do so now by calling 800-724-2719. And all you have to do is
I guess if it's before 6 o'clock your time, which it's 5 minutes to, rather than hit extension 115, hit extension 116. Or you can donate via PayPal on republicbroadcasting.org. And or you can just drop a donation into the mail. Address it to RBN at 1015 South May, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you want to help in another way and also help yourself, we have the Tuesday Bob Chapman special. Three coins for you to choose from, all my personal favorites. The quarter-ounce British sovereign, the 20-franc Swiss franc, and the Uruguay. The Uruguay British sovereign are quarter-ounce. Uruguay, actually, you've got more gold in it. It actually has a total pure gold content of 0.2501. You can get, if you buy less than 20, you get them at 187. If you buy more than 20, you get them for 180 plus a free subscription to the Chapman newsletter. The British sovereigns, between 1 and 20, you get them for 185. You buy 20 or more, you get them for 175, including the Bob Chapman newsletter. Or the Swiss franc, which is a fifth of an ounce. And between 1 and 20, you get those for 145. And if you buy 20 or more, you get it for $135. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting, Republic Trading Group are one and the same thing. It is obviously the financing mechanism for the network. So either way, whether you just simply send in your donation to Republic Broadcasting or help yourself by helping others. Do I think that the gold market is going to go from here straight up to the moon? Of course not. There's going to be a lot of backing and filling to go. We shouldn't be at all surprised at some point in time if the powers that be want to throw the kitchen sink at the gold market. You've got to understand something. Politicians are fearful of the price of gold. Of course, gold simply is telling people out there that aren't paying too much attention. Gold is telling people out there there's something inherently wrong with the system. And Joe Sixpack out there is not going to realize that until one day he wakes up and he goes, what do you mean gold's over $1,000 an ounce? By then, my friends, it'll be too late. Anyway, call us at Republic Trading, 1-800-691-7898. Till tomorrow. See you, bye.
It's true.